Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 p.m., and I have a question for you. Do you know where your politicians are? Everything is political in your life, from the moment you're born to the moment you die. And when a politician tells you that's not true, look in your pocket. You'll find their hand in it. Everything is political. So we will be talking to those politicians that are working for you and talking about those politicians that are working against you. Just because they're a Democrat or just because they are a Republican and you voted that way your entire life, well, just maybe you were wrong. Because everybody is not what they seem to be. However, there are a few out there that are working for your benefits, and we're going to bring them to you. We're going to let you hear them speak. We're going to let you ask them questions. We're also going to be discussing the education system, the military, science, sports, music, the movies. Ah, yes. Healthcare. Do you have it? Do you need it? Is your 26-year-old still on the family's health care plan?
Yep.
Or as the Progressive Party says, Obamacare? We will bring you what you need to know, because this is the last word in everything. From the cities, the counties, the state, the nation, the entire world. So sit down. Get a pencil, paper, and take a graduate education experience, and we will make sure that you have the last word. My name is Michael Lawson.
Okay, wait a minute. Where's my headset? It's Friday, and it's time for the Final Four. And I don't mean the Final Four. I'm talking about some guys that are going to get hung. This is the Final Four of the Women's NBA, which has, for the last 2 weeks, had the highest rating of any television show, any sports show, any show on TV. Unbelievable. As the girls said, they finally know who we are. Well, I guess that's how it is. Did you guys call in yet?
I didn't get the number.
You didn't get the number?
Okay,
I'll text it to you. Let me find out here. Wait a minute. I cut you out. Let me find you. Boy, oh boy. All right, where's he at here? Let me find him. All right, I'm texting the number now.
Seven, six, five.
Okay, who's on the phone? Is that you, Sugar Man? Sugar Man? Donnie.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I just texted you the number. How do I hear you if you're not on the phone? Yes, I just texted you the number. Call in on that number. I just texted you.
But Mike, can you hear me?
Yes.
Mike, can you hear me now? So why do I have to call in then?
Because this is not the line to call in. This is my cell phone. You got to call in the show.
But you can hear me, right?
No. Call in on the cell phone line.
Okay.
Yeah. Go, Sugar Man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we had some technical problems here with the people who don't need to know how to call in. So I will call. Let me see here. Call in, it's, oh, it was calling in three. they got me going crazy here. Well, cool stream in. That's me. They're showing all numbers. Oh, there you go. Okay. All right, let me put up everybody here.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, hey, you fine. I hear you fine. We're just waiting for Donnie. Donnie wanted to know how come I couldn't hear him. I said, because you're not calling into the show. Give me a break. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I just need to tell these crazy people out there who don't know what's going on and what they, let me count my phone here. Who don't, you hear, I hear you, right? You hear me still, Mr. Sugar Man, you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, good. I just need to do a little stuff here. There are people out there who are completely in the dark about what's going on in politics today. They are in the dark. And how can people be so far in the dark that don't even know who's running? I mean, I spoke to four people, and all they know is that they can't vote for anybody because if they vote for any one of these people, they're not going to get paid anymore. Now, where did they hear that from? I have no idea. I tried to tell them that, where did you hear that from? They said, well, everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. How come I don't know that? I mean, you know, it's so dumb. These people are now, this must be Sugar Man now. Let me see. Not Sugar Man, I mean Mr. Donnie.
I'm here.
I'm yeah, you're listening. There. I see you. Okay, is that you, Donnie? Donnie? Who's 4294? Chris, is that you? No, he's not there anymore. 4294 hung up.
I'm here.
I know you're there. I know you're there, Sugar Man.
It's
there.
Me.
I know you're
it's
there,
Blake.
Too. I know you're there, too. Anyway, as I was telling this guy, he said that he's going to take away my salary. I said, now, why would he take away your salary? Does he know you? And he'll say, well, no. Let me see who this other person is.
Hello.
Yeah, Donnie, is that you?
Yeah, okay, that's me. Back.
Okay, hold on just a minute. Anyway, this is what he told me. So I told him, well, if he don't know you, why do you think he's only going to pick on you? He said, well, that's what he's in here for. And he said, what about the other one? He said, well, the other one, I'm not getting paid anything. I said, no, because he's not your father or your boss at the job. He don't pay you nothing. So why would you all of a sudden say you can't vote for either one of them because that one's going to take away your salary and the other person isn't going to pay you anything? I said, you know, how long have you been? Well, I've been around. I've been voting for years. I said, well, how many years? 20 years. So, you know, 20 years. And who have you voted for? He said, whoever I thought was going to do me the best. I said, oh, okay. Well, let me tell you something. One is definitely going to take you out and not give you nothing. And the other one has just given you a new lease on life with your health care. Did you realize that? No. I had to go through the whole nine yards of telling him what this is. This person has been voting for over 20 years, so he says. So now we have to stop looking and repeating stuff that other people say and look at this stuff ourselves. If you don't understand it, then get an explanation. But don't go in there and say, oh, the first person you hear, say, oh, yeah, they said this, and this person told me that. You can't go by what somebody else tells you. Have it explained to you. You need to have things explained if you don't understand them. Because this is the most important vote of our life, my lifetime, and I'm 78. This is a most important lifetime vote. We have a real thug, a person who doesn't care about anybody but himself voting. He doesn't care about anything he says you can't rely on, because he's now using the Bible as a means to get to you, only because he's not getting anywhere with any of his other nonsense that he's been spitting out for the last 20 years. I met this person one time, as I said before, on my rounds when I was covering the Congress, Chai Regal's birthday party. That was back in, like, 82. And he came there, and he was, everybody saw him when he came in. Nobody paid attention. But he went over to the different people who were there at the birthday party, and he just, no matter what we were talking about, he would bring up a whole new subject. Because he don't care what you're talking about. He wants you to listen to him. And everybody listened to him. Politely, we'd listen to him. And then when he didn't get the laugh, because he was telling a joke with it too, when he didn't get the laugh, everybody looked at one another. We looked at him, and he walked away, started doing the same thing with somebody else. So that's a person who only cares about himself. Now, the other person has been in politics for 50 years almost. But he was a leader in one faction of the politics, so he had no control of it. Actually, he can only give his opinion. But since he became president, he's now given us a chance to have health care on a higher level. And if you don't understand that, you better, people who are getting drugs from the source, especially those who are, hello?
Yes?
No, I just said hello. Anyway, so please go out and get and vote. This is the last time you will ever have a chance to vote, probably, if you don't vote and vote for the right person. And you notice I didn't say who to vote for, because it's fairly obvious. You got to vote for the person that does have 91 charges against them, state and federal. That's who you need to vote for. You need to vote for someone who said not vote for someone who swore he was a billionaire for as many years as he's been around, and he got all the money from his father and didn't do anything with it.
Oh, he did something with it. He lost it all.
Well, he had six bankruptcies at the casinos. That was a start. Everything he's touched has gone down the tubes. So he's not a great businessman, and he won't be a great businessman for you either. Now, we had, I'm going to go to something else now. We had a major earthquake in New York area. Well, it was actually Jersey, the earthquake was, but it's the third largest earthquake we've had in the last century. I said we have, like I'm still talking like I'm in New York. I'm not in New York. But anyway, I was there for one of, well, two of them. There was one in 2011, then there's one back in, as Donnie, you there? Donnie. Donnie.
Yeah.
Donnie, tell me. Oh, yeah. When was this last, the big earthquake you were talking about, 83, 82?
Hold on, let me put. Now, what did you say? I'm sorry.
When was the last, that big earthquake you were talking about, 82, 83?
The last what? I'm sorry.
Earthquake. The big one that you said you remembered.
I don't know.
You don't know what? You told me.
I lost you.
You can't hear me?
Wait a minute. Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead. Try it now.
Okay. That big earthquake you were talking about, the last big one, was 82, 83?
No, it was like 80. Maybe so. Maybe I, because I was thinking when I was working. I know it was in the 80s.
Yeah, because
probably 82, 83.
Samantha was, my youngest daughter wasn't going to school yet. She was born in 80. So it was, but she was about 3 years old, I believe. And then the
right.
one I remember another one in 2011. I was down here at the time. I was in North Carolina at the time. But the one we just had that was in Jersey is the third largest we've had in the last century in New York City. New York is built on bedrock, so they're not going to get many earthquakes. If they get
right.
an earthquake, it's going to be a major, major event. Now, I know the people, they're tracking people all over. They found a couple of people got hurt, and now they're going to be working on this probably for, you'll be hearing about this for the next 2 weeks because it's a major thing, especially when it hits New York.
Oh, yeah, well, it's major and not major because, like I said, not
well,
probably
so,
any damage
for New York
done.
It's major. It's because New York is a bedrock, but people
right.
out down in the Connecticut area or further south, Virginia, where it went, and we're going to hear a lot of things that happened down there. But anyway, I remember when I was in Clark Air Base in the Philippines, 1968. That 7.9 or 8.2 earthquake, and I was sitting in a F-4 Famjet cockpit fighter aircraft working on a radar system. This aircraft, I would have been gone down drinking someplace, but I got the shift work for the plane that came in late. So it was about 9 o'clock. I was sitting in the cockpit, front cockpit, and all of a sudden the nose was up off the ground. The nose is about 10 feet, 12 feet. And no, maybe it was not high. Maybe it's about 8 feet. But anyway, the nose of the aircraft dipped all the way down to the ground from where it was standing. And my boss was out there. I said, "What the hell are you doing?" And he said, "Not me." And then with a six cart that we used, we called six cart, supplied all the power and everything to the aircraft, flipped over on its side. Now, this thing weighs about 3,000 pounds. So you know it had to be very, very bad. the runway cracked in one area. It was bad. I couldn't get out of the aircraft because I couldn't get down the side steps to the aircraft. I was afraid. So I sat in it, and I'm going to ride this thing out. And it was outrageous. It was outrageous. That was more scary than all the guns or anything else that we had at sea when I was in Vietnam. All the guns, shooting, any of that was the worst I felt the whole time I was in the service. But anyway, so I know what these earthquakes should do, especially since I was at the weather service after I got out of the service. But anyway, anything happened to you, Donnie, over there in Brooklyn?
No, like I said, I thought it was my phone. No, what happened, I have an electronic bed that, you know, you push it, it goes up and down. So I thought maybe I accidentally hit the control button and it was controlling the bed. But then I looked and I said, nah, it's, like I said, I went through the earthquake, 82, something like that, and the same thing happened. Same thing happened. I thought it was a vibration of my phone because that's all we got, a little vibration. That was it. And I called everybody else.
You got a little, so, only a little vibration there in Brooklyn?
That's all I. Well, I live on the 14th floor.
Oh, wow.
So maybe down lower they felt a little bit better, but I didn't feel it.
Oh man.
Nothing happened. You know they're gonna. I know the news channels and the weather channels. They're gonna make something big of this for the next 2-3 days.
Oh yeah.
But like I said, nobody. It was no damage. I'm trying to think. I don't even feel it shaking. I just felt like a vibration.
It was because it lasts about 20 seconds.
Yeah. Like I said, it's like somebody calling you on your phone, and, you know, when they call you, it vibrates.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, we were laying on the bed, and I thought that's what it was. But then I realized, since it was over so quickly, that it was earthquake. But like I said, no damage. But, you know, a friend of mine was talking, and maybe you know, there's a fault line.
Yeah, there's
by the
a
lake
fault
or somewhere
line.
Over in Jersey.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Oh, I don't know what it's called. But that's
I'm
where
trying
the
think.
Fault line, that's the only one that goes through, yeah, it's the only one that goes through the Northeast. That's the biggest one that goes through the Northeast.
Right.
But because it may be bedrock, Northeast is one of the last places that's going to feel a major effect from an earthquake. You will hardly ever get them.
Well, that's why they build these high rises.
That's right.
In New York
and,
today.
Yeah.
But I don't know how the hell they decide they want to build high rises in San Francisco.
Yeah, you got to ask some people about that. Well, you saw the story, the Tower of Inferno. I tell you what, earthquake the sea coming up to you. It's going to be worse than that when it happens.
When they have the what now?
If they had an earthquake and a typhoon, and with the sea, with the water rising, you're in deep trouble.
Yeah, if something that happened, I guess you are. I mean, our sewer system, sewer system is good, but knuckleheads change the sewer system around, so I don't know.
Change the
sewage
around?
I say that I don't want to offend anybody, but you got people that come here from somewhere else and decide they're going to run New York this way because that they did it this way. And then when everything gets, then they leave. Because, like, our sewage system is pretty good.
Well, New York City probably has the best sewage system and water in the world as for a city.
Well, okay. Well, I know it usually drains off pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
The only time we have problems is when the ocean rises.
So, yeah. Well, everybody's got a problem then when the ocean rises.
Right.
So
yeah, but you know, it's greed because they build all these houses and apartments, houses and high rises, and bring all these people in, and you block streets. We got bike lanes, truck lanes, bike racks. These people say, "Oh, it's nice," you know. We can do it. No, no, no. You can't do it. This is New York City, but it was all the way to make money. They have bike rentals where you're at, if you can rent a bike in the street.
Oh, sure. Well, you rent a bike to ride downtown. Yeah, they have a motorcycle, little scooters. You can rent scooters.
How much is a bike?
They're
expensive. I don't know why people do it. I think they $30 for an hour, I think, or something like that.
Is that right?
I think.
Well,
I can't remember.
Blake, do you know what it costs for the bikes? Blake, are you there?
I think it's cheaper here. It's a lot cheaper here. So it's close to like $10
for an hour.
$10, and you go, yeah, for an hour.
And you go anywhere in the city, right? Anywhere?
Well,
it's only
go certain areas.
Oh, really?
They have a little stopping point.
Midtown.
Yeah, you can, and after, once you go past a certain point, it does the traction messes up, so you can't, because people like to steal them. So you have to you have to log in, and you pay on it. You have to pay through your phone. So you tap your phone on the key fob on it, and you pay for it. And once your time's up, it slows down, so you can't really use it because it's automatic.
Well, I saw one out by the. I saw one the other. That was not the other day. About 3 weeks ago, out by the food line, saw on across from the Hickory Grove Baptist Church. So
people try to walk out. They try to walk them, like they walk a bike.
Yeah.
they try to walk the scooters. They try to walk them down the street and try to work on it themselves. But it's not. It has no, they're electric, but it stops working.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Is Sugar Man on or no?
Yeah, he's there.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm listening.
So, you know, they try to steal them, but they can't do it because the power just goes out of them. Is that right, Blake?
Yep, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I'm looking up to see if Charlotte has and where they have these rental bikes you're talking about.
The downtown, mostly. To get around downtown, so you have to walk, get on a bus or anything else. Mainly Midtown, that's where you could rent them at. I haven't seen any out here. Have you seen, Blake? I haven't seen any out here.
No, I haven't seen them. They're not really in neighborhood. They're only like downtown.
Yeah, downtown area. Which is like Midtown, and for New York people.
Well, it says here, Park Road, Charlotte,
mm-hmm.
West Moorhead Street in Charlotte.
That's downtown. Mm-hmm.
Tryon in Charlotte. University
mm-hmm.
City Boulevard in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. That's all Midtown.
So they have several here
mm-hmm.
That you can rent bicycles from. I didn't look up motorized bicycles, but I'm sure that must be one of the places where you might be able to get that as well.
They say bicycles. They don't say. I haven't seen any people ride bicycles. I see them ride these motorcycles, bicycles. Where they are. They're like a. Not like a motorcycle, but
they're scooters.
Like a scooter. Yeah, scooters.
Scooters.
So, scooters. And I see a lot of people riding
around. They're not
called
motorbikes. They're called scooters.
I don't know what they're called. I've never.
Yeah, they're scooters. You push them with your feet.
When you push them. What do you mean push them with
scooter,
your feet?
You push off of it with your feet and you just balance on it.
And then it rolls by itself? You're not pedaling.
I mean, yeah,
anything,
but,
right?
But you're not pedaling, and there's no pedals on it.
So once you push off on the street, it'll start going by itself. So how does it stop? Suppose you want to stop at a light.
It has brake at the center. You have to step on the brake to get the brake. And you hold on the handlebars.
For over 35 seconds, I've been
delivering
four for our clients. To deliver four for you. If you're in a car accident, call us now, as the time to call a question may be limited.
I'm not.
Once you're more confident, or you're more
not,
I hear a lot of noise back there.
I hear something.
Yeah. So, anyway.
I didn't. They have motorbikes here, but I didn't see scooters.
Okay. Yeah, well.
They don't have them. For North Carolina. I see rental of motorbikes. Purchase of motorbikes, but not scooters. Not that they don't have them. I just didn't find them.
Right. Yeah. Well, I don't ride them, so it's all right. I take my car to where it goes. Sometimes I wish I could take my car to go to the bathroom sometimes. But I have to walk. But what are you going to do? Anyway, we now have Biden's down there with the mayor in Baltimore. And they talk about they're going to try to ease this disruption by this weekend, a lot of it. And they're, the mouth with the red hair, which is a, the not with the red hair, with the gray hair and the mouth, Trump, he was telling us that the people who are coming in are taking our jobs and ruining the reputation here. Well, it seems like there's a lot of these people who build those buildings. They're all imported. They all come from someplace else. They're not from Brooklyn, not from Baltimore. They all come here to get a better life. And we got a clown like this who's only in his third generation, I guess, because the father came here. They're all crooks, his grandfather and his father. They all stole from everybody that was here in this country. And he's talking about they're ruining the blood of the country by coming here. Well, he came here, ran between the tail and the legs, his father and his grandfather, because they didn't want to go in the army. They want to fight in the wars for what they believe in. It really is incredible. It really is incredible.
I think Trump and his family are from German descent, aren't they?
Absolutely. Well, his father came here during World War I, came back with his wife that he picked up in Canada. And they said, okay, you can stay here, but you got to pay, since you don't want to go in the army, you got to pay for the service time. And he said, no, I'm not paying nothing. I didn't start this war. He said, well, you got to pay something. So I believe they were going to arrest him, but so he fled the country and went up. He went back to Canada and he opened up it was a cat house. That's what his grandfather was operating. And that's where his father was born. They moved that back down to California, I believe. And, but that's what he did. They're from Germany. His real name is Drump. D-R-U-M-P. They changed it to Trump. It wasn't Trump. Drump was the name. So anything that you say about this man that seems to be wrong is not wrong. He is a complete loudmouth, know-it-all, and because he talks the loudest, he believes that people will start to listen. There are certain people, some people, I shouldn't say certain people, there are some people who will listen because they say, oh, he must know something. See how loud he talks? No, that's not the case. That's not the case. You can be loud and wrong instead of being loud and right. There are people who talk loud and are right. And then there are people who are loud and are not right, are wrong. That happens everywhere. Isn't that right, Mr. Sugarman?
Yeah, well, sure. It's not the loudest person in the room. It's the person that has enough information and intelligence in the room who knows how to use the information.
That's right. Absolutely.
But so it's not that makes it happen. The media has allowed this. There are not enough words to describe this. I don't even want to call him a person anymore. There's not enough adjectives to describe this person, this thing. But nobody here has ever met the devil, but I think that's what he looks like. That's what he sounds like.
Well, yeah.
They have promoted. They have promoted and changed history to make this thing all fit. You know, almost anybody walking the face of the earth should have all kinds of quibbles with this person or this idiom, whatever you want to call it. He's a waste of God's good nature.
Oh yeah,
is what he is, and nothing is beneath him. So I don't know how anybody could have any confidence in what he says or anything in that neighborhood. They've allowed him because he looks like them, and they're not white people. You can look at these people all day long. They're not white. Take a piece of paper that you print out your letters on to go out into the public or that you receive from businesses, take that piece of paper and put it up against one of them. And if they don't come out white, even the Indians call them pale face. When they first saw them, they called them pale face.
That's right.
You know, you can quibble, you can argue all day long about why they do what they do, but they look enough alike for them to believe a whole lot of what is being said.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, with the media promoting this very same thing about being blonde and blue-eyed, it's not amazing that there's a percentage of the nation that goes along with this. It's not a surprise. You know, they're unintelligent. That's why you hear even the reporters on these programs talk about differentiating between college education, high school education, between having a trade job. That's why you hear them distinguishing between these people, because they all think alike, and most of them don't seem to have enough education, enough sense. And forget about common sense, that's gone. There's no such thing as common sense anymore.
No.
Period. There's no common sense, so no one should ever bring that up again the rest of their lives. There's no common sense.
No.
But
no common sense.
Even good logic is what exists here. That how could you support a person who tells you to drink bleach?
Well, some people don't know what bleach tastes like, and they go, "Hey, I'll try it. Must be good." They never would think that's the same bleach you use on your clothes. It must be a different bleach, because why would he say that?
Well, and again, all the lack of education in the United States really must be lacking, where a person logically would think what you just said.
That's true, but there are those that will think that's logical. There are those that think that's logical.
well, the idea that the media, like I said a moment ago, and I don't want to tell anybody how they do what they do, but it's about them making money. Everybody's making money on this. They keep this guy on the air 24/7. Everybody discusses this inane. Again, I wish I could find an adjective that would bring in everything that this idiom is.
No, you can't.
You know, he just doesn't. He's the devil incarnated, and I don't know how you would talk about it any way different than that. Because there's nothing that's beneath him. He doesn't care about anything but himself. I don't know why they don't have to put him in the insane asylum, because he is definitely bipolar or something of that nature. He is not of this world. He doesn't belong here. Period.
The devil belongs anywhere. Anywhere he thinks he belongs.
Well, that's a freedom that I guess I wouldn't allow him.
I wouldn't allow that.
They say that when you pass, either you go to heaven, which is up, or you go down into the dungeons where the devil is. I don't even think that he belongs. He's gone beyond credibility for even going there.
That's true.
He's gone beyond that. The man killed 1 million people when the pandemic started. He killed
right.
1 million people.
Well, in the end,
they
then
talk about
he didn't do that. The virus did that. Yeah, but he allowed the virus to be here and didn't do anything about it. Nothing. Now, one single thing did he do about it?
Well, again, he told you to drink bleach.
Yes.
That's what he told you to do. He is gone beyond the number of lies anybody could ever tell in their whole life. Millions of people put together wouldn't accommodate this guy with how many lies that he told.
Oh,
millions
please.
Of people. And I still don't know why people follow him. You know, you even see some minorities on there following this logic of this whole situation with him. You never look at a crowd on television when he's talking and don't see one person that's not quite the pink people that's sitting out there. You always see somebody of what I'm going to say of color that's sitting out there behind him. I keep wondering how much they pay him to be there.
They don't pay him enough. And since they're out there, we know they're not drinking bleach.
Well, I just don't know that you know how anybody can follow that. I don't care where you're from. If you go down, if they ever posted a list of the lies that this man has told and then compile a way to, how should I say, to fact and truth what he has said, there's no way anybody could be of the position that this is somebody you want to be around. You want to be giving you any kind of advice. You want them to be in charge of anything. There's no way. Yet, the way the media plays it, he's up there in the middle, tied with somebody who has been doing nothing but getting a nation out of the trouble that he created. it's amazing to me anyway. And I do think I heard this last night on MSN. There's no way that you could be a Republican and not be attached to this man.
Well, see,
because if you're a Republican,
but they're not Republicans
anymore.
You are just as racist
as he is.
But these are not Republicans anymore. I don't even think Republicans can do this. These are not Republicans anymore. This is
his own way
of life that you've joined his cult. They're not Republicans anymore.
Well, the way the gentleman put it on the air, he said, if mm-hmm. you're voting Republican, there's no way you can't look and see Trump. You're going to be associated, just like they're associated with minorities, with being criminals and mm-hmm. rapists and all this here kind of stuff, just because they're not the same color or same hue as you are, mm-hmm. you associate that with that anyway. Well, your association, now let's flip the script. The script gets flipped this way. You're Republican, you're Trump. And everything that comes out of his mouth belongs to you now.
Yeah.
There's no way you can convince anybody other than that. Because you voted Republican.
That's true.
You define yourself by voting as a Republican. That means you're with him. It's what that means. And 74 million people voted for this clown the last time they had an election.
Well, you see, that's what they said. They were counting it. I don't believe it was 74 million.
Well, you can believe anything you want.
That's right.
You can believe anything you want. It's available. The way the world is, the way it's now situated, the way this whole thing is turning, and again, the media is so totally guilty in doing, causing the most problem with all of this.
Mm-hmm.
But they keep promoting this guy to make money with advertisement, and all, it's all about that money thing.
Oh,
but
money is the root of all evil.
They keep taking the money. They keep talking about the money, no matter what. No matter what.
Mm-hmm.
See? So that's going to come up. You cannot get airtime without that money.
No.
And they're promoting their channels, and since they own most of the media, they're promoting their channels by bringing this clown on, talking the crap that he's talking. And most of the minority people don't have any access to get into that so that they can have a word in this whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely right.
You know?
Absolutely.
They don't have any. The inroads you're attempting to make here now to bring people on the air, bring listeners and people of some kind of knowledge about the situations, all the various situations you want to talk about, maybe politics, medicine, or whatever. You're trying to promote a positive side of this kind of thing, but you do not have access the way these other people do.
Nope.
You're trying to create it.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll take a while. I mean, ABC didn't just start up last year. NBC didn't just start up last year. Nor did this new line of thing, the new news program, and I am not referring to Fox. They have never been a news program at all.
Nope.
At all.
They're not a news
program. They call themselves, and what they are entirely two different things.
It's an opinion program. That's all it is.
They are not a news channel, period.
Hold on, we got to see.
Not news channel.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what they are.
Nope.
That's not what they are. I don't even know how they got an FCC license talking about the kind of things that they bring up on their channel. I don't even know how they can maintain an FCC license.
Hold on a minute. Hello, who's this?
Hey, hello, brothers. How are you?
Fine. This who's
is this? Brother Mike speaking. Yes. So I appreciate your shows.
Yes. Okay, did you want to say something?
Yes, of course, my friends. You see, we had 4.9 earthquake in under New York City today,
yes.
And also we had 5.0 1 kilometer. That's very shallow earthquake in California yesterday as well too, and then we go back to Taiwan earthquake that. Almost made the island into two halves. So we have that one, and we have right now Ring of Fire is on fire, And the reason is very clear, because of the eclipse of the sun that is going to come on April 8th. And also, on yesterday, there were four planets were lined up with each other, too, Uranus and exactly, and few others, one that some people were able to see it last night with a clear eye, you know. So we can see the heavens are just giving us the message that this is the way we go. We are all going to go to the hell, because we have so much wars. We have Ukraine wars. We have Belarus put so many soldiers, as you know, within few miles from Lithuania. And Lithuanians, they put a lot of NATO troops over there within 1 mile of the borderline with Belarus. So, you know, also we saw Israeli hit an Iranian embassy, which 7 people killed, which is fine. We praise Israel for their, you know, for their beloved good calculations. And Iranian people are very happy with that, because those generals not only were responsible for the October 7th massacre in Israel, also they were responsible for killing thousands of Iranians during the mass demonstrations for women freedom as well too. So we can see, you know, I mean, the war is between the Ayatollahs and not Iranian people. Iranian people, they have nothing. They love everybody. They care for everybody. Themselves are trying to get rid of the Ayatollahs. But if Ayatollahs, right now we have about 2 a.m. on Saturday in Iran right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So any moment or the tomorrow night, the last, this weekend, I say 96 hours for your listeners. 96 hours is very crucial, because at any moment, they have a long-range missile that's supersonic. It can reach Israel within 6 minutes. And if that happens, it's going to unleash hell on the planet. What do you think, sir?
Any missile that's launched from anywhere that hits any place is going to be hell. I'm telling you. Especially for the people where it hits. But, you gave us a good rundown of the news. So, do you believe that? And that's going to happen in about 96 hours?
So, what I believe that we are headed for very, very, very hard times and more calamities. And especially with this eclipse of the sun, yes, because this eclipse of the sun, it can produce a lot of other calamities that is going to happen. I mean, right before it, right now, we see that major earthquake activities around the globe, yes, and during the eclipse will be more activities. And after the eclipse would be also major activities of earthquake, volcanoes, and more disunity between the governments of the world and eventually the people of the world. And I seriously, I think that we are headed for the major catastrophe. Yes.
Well, I as someone who worked for the National Weather Service, this was part of my vocation for years, and to let you know truly, the eclipse of the sun has nothing to do with earthquake. The eclipse of the sun does not affect the earth in one form, except maybe the rays, if you look up at it, it might blind you. But the eclipse of the sun is not like the sun itself that gives off light and dark and different things and throws and gives you this the sea changes and every day and every afternoon, which depends on where you're at, depends on where the sun is at. But I don't believe the eclipse of the sun is going to do anything. We just got some bad people out there that want to do something and will say the eclipse of the sun did it. There are people out there that want us to believe that because they don't want you to believe that they're doing it. Any missile that's launched, the eclipse of the sun isn't doing it. It's those people that are doing it. And they're using the eclipse of the sun as an excuse. How about that?
In the past, it has been recorded in the history of mankind, whenever eclipse of the moon or eclipse of the sun comes, I mean, always people were instructed to pray that, for if something good, because always they bring, chaos with them. I mean, Roman Empire, it was pretty much went down the hill when at that time the eclipse of the sun came. So whether we blame the eclipse or not, but Roman Empire was one of the greatest empires in the world, but it went and killed itself.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. There's some sounds is coming.
Yeah.
Sorry. So we can be a little bit disagree here or there, but I think we can, in the most, we can have agreement that it is not, because at the same time that it's going to do, the eclipse, seven planets is going to be lined up too. The exact
there are planets lined up all the time because we're in a solar system and the planets that are around this sun all swirl around this sun and can be lined up at any one time. But the problem is the eclipse is not something that is causing these things. The people said that back in the Roman times because they didn't know any better. They knew nothing about, know any better about anything. So, hey, it's got to be that God that created us that's doing it because we were bad. No, that's not true. It's something, and people need to understand that. That's the same thing with people that believe in Donald Trump. I mean, they believe that he's the present God on earth, which ain't true. But when you're ignorant, you believe in things like that because you don't know any better. And it's not because you're ignorant, it's because you just don't know any better. Eclipse of the sun is not causing any problems here on earth in any way, shape, or form.
So then how can New York never had really any earthquake activity, and suddenly a 4.8 that was felt Pennsylvania to Canada.
Well, as I was saying before, you probably missed that. I worked for the Weather Service for over 25 years. We've only had 3 earthquakes in the last century in New York City. Because New York is built on bedrock. There's nothing loose. Like out in California or out in out west, which is built on sand. It's near an ocean. Anytime you're near an ocean like that, and we're near an ocean. Atlantic Ocean. New York is near an ocean, the Atlantic Ocean. And it doesn't have earthquakes like that. And that's because, who's got the radio on the TV? I can hear it. It turns down a little. Anyway, the, hello, who's got TV on?
Yes, yes, I'm here with you. But I think that somebody has a TV or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If they can.
Who's got the TV on? Turn the TV down.
It's not me.
No, I didn't say it was you. Blake? That's Blake. It's Sugar Man? Not you.
No.
Donnie? Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, you should not believe that there are outside forces working to do things to us, because we do the things to ourselves. Donnie, you have the TV on? I guess not. Well, I don't know who it is. Well, I can pause them. Let's see here. It's not. Let's see. There was Donnie. Okay. Anyway, no, it's not dying. Oh, let's see who's this that's causing it. Yeah. Let me see who this is. All right, so 646-4294. That was, I don't know who that is. Who's on that? Anyway, so we should not believe these stories that we hear that the Earth is going to fade into the ocean next week because the solar eclipse happened. And if it does, you can't say, well, I told you so. That's not true. One has nothing to do with the other. And you will find that things happen because people make them happen.
So then why... CERN, I'm sure you know what CERN stands for. CERN, you know, they're looking for much higher, I mean, they're looking for particles of God under the Suez Tunnel, about 40 miles. And it's weird that they are running the biggest experiment. They already found particle of God, but they're going to make it even more smaller than what's already they could. So on the same day, same time after eclipse of the sun, April 8th, how do you do that? I mean, they can create a black hole, you know, and they can bring up a big supergiant, doomsday scenario. Because if that black hole is really active, it can create a lot of problem for everybody. What do you think of that?
I've never heard of that. That's the first. So what is going to happen? Explain this to me again. Explain it again. What
would
you say?
There's
a black hole?
CERN. CERN. S-E-E-R-N. They are situated. Yeah. CERN is going to look for different kind of events as the eclipse of the sun is processing through. They are going to mass experiment at the same time that is, you know, they have the particle of God, but they are going to create, they want to create a small black hole.
Who is they?
It's CERN. CERN is a bunch of, you know, scientists from all over the world. They live underground, the Swiss, Germany, and, you know, a few other countries. So they built underground tunnels. With that, they will send a laser. And the particle of God that is already found, every time actually CERN runs some kind of experiment, there is a lot of activities of quake. There will be so many crap happens right after it too. But this is coincidence with the eclipse of the sun. And so basically what it is, I mean, it's very weird that one exact moment that the eclipse would be, you know, it's a fool. They are going to run the experiment, and then actually, Elon Musk said he's pissed off. He said, hopefully they don't do it because it can create a really bad,
Elon Musk?
Yeah.
Elon Musk said this?
Yeah.
Oh, well. You also got to look at the viability of what Elon Musk said.
Yeah, Elon Musk and CERN, Elon Musk opposing CERN to run experiment on April 8th eclipse. Just you type it, you should be finding. Let me help you. CERN, just let me see. Okay, here is the CERN is in an international organization which operates the world's largest particle physics
laboratory. Yeah, okay, right. Now I know who it
is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you understand? CERN did not open, discovery of the fourth quantum in CERN super protons. Yeah, they are running a physics. Yeah, I mean, they are very dangerous. And, yeah, experiment CERN and the home. And let me see, put Elon Musk. CERN and Elon Musk. And Elon, E-L-O-N, Musk. Let's see what we get here. Yeah. Okay, Elon Musk say CERN Large Hadron Collider. You know Hadron Collider?
Right.
Is a demonic. It's a demonic. So you can go to that YouTube or you can read it. Elon Musk has approached about building tunnels for CERN massive new experiments. So, I mean, yes, even if Elon Musk says something, I think he knows what this doomsday machine is, you know, underground, and this is not good. But they're running the experiment exactly at the same time, and it's over there. I'm sure you saw it. There's some Elon Musk about building tunnels for Large Hadron. and what that pressure was building. Yeah, so he's not angry with that. Elon Musk warned the people.
So Sarin is building this large collider.
Right.
Right?
Right, hydro collider. Exactly. Yes.
And they're supposed to launch this collider, supposed to turn it on the same day as April 8th?
Yeah, exactly the same time that eclipse, I guess, at one point. It's whether it's in the United States or I think some part of it. I mean, once the eclipse happens, it's evening in Europe. So I don't
know.
Well,
this collider was supposed to be up on the 19th, 2019, and had to be postponed for upgrades. And, you know, anything that Elon Musk is involved with, you know, he's involved with, he's got a lot of good people around him, but that don't mean that he's on the up and up, because I think he's a little bit of a Looney Tune. I really don't believe nothing that he's about with. And when CERN didn't exactly shoot down the idea of a Musk-built particle collider tunnel, okay? And the thing is that if this is going to take place, we don't even have a date yet. You said it's supposed to be on when?
On April 8th.
April 8th,
at the same time that the eclipse is happening. So I don't know at what point, because eclipses keep happening as it progress. You know, it starts around 8:30 in Texas and then they keep going up until past Nova Scotia. So I don't know what time. So is it the first one?
When is the collider supposed to be running?
Yeah, you see,
when is the collider supposed to be running?
Yeah, the hydro collider, they already, you know, they found almost particle of God. They want to actually
particle of God
to go and
find
find the God.
Particle of God. What does it mean? Particle of God.
Oh, particle of God that
yeah,
they have somehow they found it through the, you know, experiments that they will keep running, and so they want really to physics, you know, because these are the physics scientists working close to 40 miles, and these people have run so many experiments before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you see, it's a hydro collider. It's
Musk says that the hydro collider is a demon.
Yes, exactly. That's what I wanted to name it, and you name it for us. Thank you, sir. Right. So it's not friendly.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No. I was just saying that. Yeah, it's one of the doomsday machines, and so it's not good for the humanity. It's not good for, because they keep running all the time. But this time, when they see that the April 8th is coming, they stopped all their experiments, and they want to really do it on this time. So to see, because the gravity will be changes when the eclipse happens. So they want to get really maybe a better experiment, or better reality, better outcome, and they want to, basically, what I read, they wanted to create a new, a smaller black hole that everything else goes
to
inside
through the entire Earth, right? There was a black hole that goes through the entire Earth, correct?
To be like, yeah, and then maybe they can make the bigger one down the road. But so that's to me is not good. It's none of their business to involve themselves to for more part, you know. So I guess one day they want to be a new god, I guess, because they will find all the particles and everything that God is made of, and so they want, I guess, to rule the world or rule the whole planet. I don't know, but yeah, that's not according to Elon Musk, it's demonic. Yeah.
It says here that the Hadron Collider found the guard particle. After a 40-year search, a subatomic particle with the expected properties was discovered in 2012 by the ATLAS and CMS experiments at the Hadron Collider at CERN near Genevieve, Switzerland. The new particle was subsequently confirmed to match the expected particles of the Higgs boson. They just called it, I don't know why. The Higgs boson was discovered by a large hydrogen collider. Simultaneously by the two large multi-purpose experiments, ATLAS and CMS used.
Absolutely. Yeah. You understand now what I was talking about. I mean, now your listeners can understand what we are talking about. So
this hydrogen collider, this, you know, I remember them talking about that in the past and whatnot, but they just named it that. They don't mean that that's what that is. They don't know what that exactly do. The scalar boson was observed at the time mainly by two rare decay channels orbiting the cleanest signal, the decay in a pair of photons, which involved a purely quantum virtual process and the direct decay in a pair of Z bosons, the carrier of the new weak interaction. And the thing is that this is something they created is because they didn't know what it was. So they call it the God particle. But that don't mean that it's really God's particle. That's what they named it because it was so fantastic and so unbelievable.
Right. Absolutely.
And I still don't believe that has anything to do with the eclipse. They believe this is what makes the whole difference in our universe. We believe that it's possible to access the shape of energy potential, which is responsible for the electronic weak symmetry breaking that is for the very existence of electromagnetic force of infinite range and of a weak force acting at a very short range. It turns out that we have to study the way Higgs boson interacts with themselves. And for this, we need to produce a pair of Higgs bosons.
Right.
This is very interesting, but I don't believe that people, unless they're interested in the mass of the universe and interested in what goes on in the universe, are you going to be engaged in anything like this? I just don't believe it. I think the people are too many things they have to worry about other than a particle that we now call the God particle, for lack of any other understanding. And it says here, fortunately, this is on time scale considered larger than the known lifetime of our universe. But we are nevertheless looking for additional Higgs bosons like particles that would signal the existence of a new physics needed to stabilize the Higgs boson mass. All this produces the analysis of a more data and, if possible, access higher collider energy. This is why thousands of scientists from all over the world are still dedicated to this task. This, I still don't. Are you trying to say that because all these things are happening at one time, it wasn't supposed to happen, or you don't think it was supposed to happen?
Sorry, repeat your question, sir, Michael.
You don't. Is this happening because we are making it happen, or is this happening because this is how it is expected to happen all the time?
I think it's not a coincidence, my friend. I think because seven planets at the same time become, align with the eclipse, and eclipse, then Hadron Collider, CERN is going to run experiments. I mean, we have, this is a prelude to the eclipse of the sun, April 8th, and we saw already a major highest activity in Ring of Fire. And if you notice that 2017, we witnessed the eclipse of the sun as well too. It was from Oregon. It went to Salem, Oregon. And
no, we didn't have an eclipse of the sun in 2017.
Yeah. Where did it go? 2017. It started from the west coast.
We never saw it in the south then.
Right. And then it went through Salem, Oregon, Salem, Idaho, Salem, other states, because it's like eight Salem cities. And then Salem means Urshalim or Jerusalem. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So after that, this new eclipse is going to go through Texas, the city called Nineveh. Mm-hmm. Then it will go to the next state, I think, all other states until New York, Nineveh. Every state has the city called Nineveh, and Nineveh is exactly on the path of the eclipse, and also at the end we'll go to Nova Scotia, Canada, and in Canada we have also Nineveh, a city of Nineveh in Canada, and then it will end after that. But the question is, Nineveh is in Bible. The meaning means beginning of an end. So it's just, is this coincidence again, my friend? Or is this just heavens are telling the humanity, change your habit now, and otherwise we are going to bring massive third shaking of the planet this time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have to change our behavior. I mean, we cannot have wars and wars with each other. We cannot kill each other anymore with name of whatever. And, you know, we are destroying ourselves. So maybe heavens are telling us, we will maybe give you a little bit more chance after this, but after that, then hell will break loose. You see, Taiwan nobody thought that it's going to have 7.8 earthquake, according to Japanese Japanese scientists. It's similar to USGS here, you know, Japanese.
Yes, yes, yes. I was in Asia for 4 years. But Asia is a major, all of Asia is on a major fault. So that's probably what happened at any time in Asia.
Right. But it's more activity happened since this eclipse is coming. I mean, it was very silent 2 months ago, 3 months ago, if you look at it. It wasn't that much activity. Maybe here, there, you had maximum 6.5 or something. But right now, you're having close to 8-ish, 7-ish. And you have it already. They have over 2,000 aftershocks in Taiwan, and also in California, they have had over 25 aftershocks from the 5.0 earthquake in north of Sacramento, my friend. Mm-hmm. So we see a lot of evidence of
all at the same time practically, huh?
Exactly. That's the problem, I think. Because if it was a space out, maybe mankind could deal with it easier. But right now everything's happening together. Ukraine war, last night Ukraine sent massive drones to Russia and did a lot of damages to oil refineries in Russia. It was over 2,000 miles, oh my gosh. And so we can see Putin is not going to sit anymore. Just like that, you know that the American nuclear forces last every day are on the highest state of alertness. Do you know last night we had two doomsday plane? Do you know that we had massive refueling, aeroplane on our air, and also we have multiple B-2 bombers was following it. So you see, we have also a lot of nuclear.
Why were these B-2 bombers following?
Right, and we have
Why were they following?
Why? Because to protect the United States, in order for them to initiate. I mean, they're ready. Because they communicate with Joe Biden right now, and so they're ready to act anytime. So we see that Middle East soon.
But isn't that normal? We always have bombers up flying around.
My friend, I want to ask you: can you define for me what is normal?
Normal is every day. We have an alert status every day where we have bombers that fly to a particular point that they would fly to in case of a war. And they always have those bombers in the air. And every bomber's got a different spot that they fly to. I was in the Air Force. I know they do that because we had a place in Taiwan that we flew when I was there. The air base there anymore, and we flew two F-4 Phantom jets there, two had nuclear bombs aboard, and two were the chase planes. So I know that's true.
So that's your definition of normal. So,
yep.
But. Today we are, my friend, we are abnormal kind of, because, not only the nuclear forces of Russia, China, or on the highest alert. Israel right now is in highest alert. Do you know that government of Israel said to the people, to the banks there, say, please fill up all the ATMs with the money. We want everybody to have access to the money. So the bank run already started in NATO countries and Israel and also in Iran. Iran and people also, they're going back and trying to get money. Just they know something very devilish.
Something's brewing, huh? They know something is brewing, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
Well, that could be because Israel shot and blew up that Iranian embassy a week ago or a couple of days ago?
Okay.
But I'm afraid they're going to get a backlash on that.
But the question is, once you see that, for example, Ayatollah's not Iranian people, again, I want you to know that they differentiate, my friend, like American people and American government. So these are the Ayatollahs are ruling. So they always hated a state of Jewish Israel. And, you know, we are the children of the Cyrus the Great. If you know Cyrus the Great freed the people of the Jewish and give them money, say, hey, go make your the houses and everything bigger and more higher so next time nobody can come and enslave you. So, you know, we Iranians are the children of the Cyrus the Great. We are not the children of Ayatollahs. We never, you know, Iran forced Islam on Iran, my friend. So for your listeners, they should know that. Mm-hmm. So basically, again, Ayatollahs always wanted to, you know, to destroy Israel to the ashes. So yes, if Iran, the next 96 hours or sooner, I think it will happen. If they attack Israel with their supersonic missiles, which it goes between 4 to 6 minutes, and what will happen, Israel will use the Samsung option, and Israel will nuke all their Ayatollah's forces. So, I mean, we have no problem with that. You know, we have it. Because
right.
We can at least get the freedom back, hopefully. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I believe that this has all been said in the Bible already. So where it's going along, supposedly, it's been said that this is the world. This is the way the world's going to come to an end. Is this
all
what
right.
You're saying?
But No, of course in the Bible, in Old Testament, New Testament, and Bhagavad Gita, and Zoroastrianism, and many, many other religions, they forecasted something like that. It will come. But we want, hopefully, not to come, but I don't know if
I don't want to come either. Well, you gotta believe that things are not gonna come to an end like that. All you do is believe it.
But you know, if Ayatollahs, because Iran is a good people, so we are not talking about Iran, the people of Israel and Netanyahu. Netanyahu born on the eclipse of the sun.
He was?
And yeah.
Is that true?
Ayatollah is also born eclipse of the sun 10 years earlier. So how can you, my friend? That's why you see
that's
this is
awful,
a big tension.
That's an awful coincidence. They were both born on eclipse of the sun.
Right, but 10 years apart, exactly
yeah.
around that.
Not on the same day, though, right?
No, not the same day, but within the 10 years period. So
uh-huh.
I mean, yeah, you can just hold it as you speak, or go ahead, say whatever you want,
well,
and I can try to find out.
No, it's not necessary. You don't have to try to find out. It's just that hey, the coincidence is they were born on the eclipse of the sun. That's bad enough. I didn't want to know they were born on the same day. That would really be a major problem. But we're in this problem, one, because Netanyahu was given all this money to his enemies because he wanted to keep them satisfied, thinking that they would not attack him. That's nonsense. You can't. If a wolf is outside and he ate all your sheep and you have no place to run and hide and you're sitting in the daggone yard and a wolf has now come inside, you think he's going to be satisfied that he ate all the sheep and he's not going to eat you? No. He's going to eat you too. So I really would like you, Michael, to call me back next Friday after this eclipse and we'll go over all this stuff that has happened to see what exactly happened and where it happened and why. Can you do that?
If I could. Yeah, I mean, today is extraordinary.
We'll still be around.
But
I do
my best.
Do your best, Michael. I thank you very much. I thank you for your great intelligence. And speaking about something that is true, basically.
Oh, we appreciate you, Michael. We appreciate you too, Mr. Larson, and your great show. And hopefully, if I could, or the next week after that, or somehow, I do my best to be.
As long as it's not the end of the world. If it's the end of the world, you don't have to worry about calling back.
Yes, but my friend,
yes.
Something. I mean, Blog Talk was off for almost a week, and there was no. Shows was there, but nobody called.
No, I didn't have any. I don't know about Blog Talk. I didn't have any because I'm going to be going to YouTube. I'm hoping it's going to be within the next month and a half. I'm going to be switching to YouTube off Blog Talk. And so you'll be able to see my handsome face and talk. And we'll connect to more people. Right now, this is going around the world anyway. But we'll be able to go around the world with your face.
But can I give you a few websites? Go to YouTube and search for these three locations. And you shall get a lot of intels that are pretty much valid. And one is Patrick Humphrey, PatrickHumphrey, I think. Patrick Humphrey. And the next one is NYC Prepper.
And what was it? NYC what?
NYC Prepper. He has another one. I mean, he changed it to NY Prepper. But both of them should bring you out. And then there is another one. It's called Canadian Prepper.
Tripper? Tripper?
No, Prepper. Prepper.
Canadian Tripper, right?
No, Prepper. Prep, like...
Oh, Prepper,
prep
okay.
Food.
Canadian?
Yeah, Prepper. Canadian Prepper and NYC Prepper or NY Prepper. And also he's going live. if anything happens, emergency, you know, for today, tomorrow, in Middle East or elsewhere, he will go for sure also live 24 hours. So these are the ones, and you know that the bird flu is coming, and we may have another shutdown too. And right now, bird flu basically closed the Texas chicken house that produces almost half of the eggs in the United States. So it's already closed. All the chickens are now going to be die as well too. So it's a mess.
The bird flu killed. He had to kill a million chickens.
Right, exactly. In Texas, it's happening right now. So if you want eggs, my friend, go buy it today, because maybe
there won't be any left.
In next 48 hours, your eggs maybe it become each one $1 or $2. So
yeah, right.
Anyway,
right.
Yeah. So
right.
All right. Peace be upon my brother. Thank you, sir.
All right. Be good. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Okay. So we're back. We got about 20 minutes left of the show. I got interested in that. And Blake, did you hear that? What'd you think of it? Blake? Sugar Man, are you there? Sugar Man, are you there? Am I here by myself? No, I'm not. Hello, who's this? 8874, who's this? Hello?
Michael.
Yes. Who's this?
Michael Evans, West Coast.
Michael Evans, how are you?
Good.
Well, how'd you like that? You didn't hear the whole thing.
Well, it was somewhat interesting, a little bit conspiratorial. But the chaos, some of which was real that was described, and the prevalence of natural disasters raises one hugely serious question.
Yes,
which is, how in the world is Trump the appropriate person to deal with all that?
That's what I want to know.
That's just
because he's the
insane.
One that's causing it. Here's another one. He's the one that's causing it.
Well, I don't know about he is causing some of it. I don't know that he's causing the natural disasters, but certainly the inattention to climate change and those types of things is facilitating a lot of these issues.
Well, I haven't heard him say anything about the eclipse yet. I'm waiting for him to hear something about the eclipse.
There's a lot of conspiracies going around about that, so I'm sure he'll jump on one of them.
Maybe he's the one that's sending out the conspiracy in the first place.
Could be.
I mean, there's no way go ahead.
You were talking about Trump earlier in the show, and you know, for many, many years, the pundits would say, "Oh, this is the worst week ever for Donald Trump."
They said so many times already. I'm sick of hearing it.
Yeah, the thing is, from his perspective, it wasn't a bad week at all because they were talking about it.
If you're losing,
and then the other big mistake they're making now is they keep saying that he's running for president because that's his way of getting around these lawsuits. And Donald Trump isn't going to jail. He knows that. All of us know that. The pundits know that. He has five layers of protection. He's rich, white, male, Republican, and an ex-president. There are only two people on the planet with those five layers of protection. They are both criminals, and neither of them will ever go to jail. But what he does fear is financial penalties, having to pay these penalties.
That's right.
And you know, and the reason he's running isn't, you know, to negate the criminal penalties, which I don't think will affect him in any way. It's because he sees how a person like Putin has been able to enrich himself through, you know, being a dictator. And
right.
that's what he wants. He wants money and power.
That's right, money and power.
And
he says if he has the money, he'll get the power.
Yeah, yeah. So he has to be stopped. And part of this is incumbent on us to figure out how 40 to 45% of the population just goes to a complete mind warp when you mention Trump's name. Now, I know our educational system has failed us, but I think it goes beyond that.
Oh, please. The educational system is, well, they did that because that's the way they can control you when they control the educational system. They control the people behind us. They'll control everybody. I mean,
you already see them moving in that direction, like in Florida. You
absolutely.
Know, they're trying to change what you can think.
Well, but they're changing what you can think by changing what you can read, what you can't read. They've thrown books out, blackballing books, and they change they're trying to change the whole history of how civilization started and where it's at to this point.
Exactly.
I mean, it's outrageous. And how people could sit there, things are happening around them, and that's why I was telling this one guy, I said, look, why do you believe this? He said, because I know it's true, but where did you read that? Well, I someone told me. I said, because someone told you, now you now believe it? Didn't you have a little inkling that it wouldn't be true? Well, no, I didn't think like that. Well, these people can be told anything, and because they don't look at what is actually said, they believe it. And there's got to be a way to stop these people from thinking like this.
Yeah, and part of it is the whole level of disinformation. Like I was just looking up one of the websites that the previous speaker referenced
right.
around this
mm-hmm.
Patrick Humphrey.
Right.
And one of the analyses of his site is that it says he employs a misinformation tactic that
mm-hmm.
experts say is common. He refers
mm-hmm.
to real events but sensationalizes and presents them without important context, which
mm-hmm.
misleads viewers or pushes them forward to false conclusions. Well,
right.
that's a perfect assessment of how Donald Trump operates.
Oh, absolutely.
And, yeah.
You heard, did you hear the part where I told the guy I met Donald Trump? I told you I met him about 82, 83 I was in New York at one of Charlie Rangel's birthday parties. And he's a Democrat, really. He was a Democrat, always been a Democrat. He's always been a Democrat. He was a Democrat when he first started in because you're in New York City, you want to be a Democrat. So you get around,
mm-hmm.
talk to people, because there aren't that many Republicans. So everybody saw when he came in, I was talking about three or four people, and he came over to our group. We were talking about something completely different. Then he started talking about something that just came into his mind. Forget what we were talking about. He interrupted us and started telling us about something completely different. And we just stood there and looked at each other, looked at him, and didn't yell and rant and rave, get out of here. We said, and then he got disinterested when we didn't ask him questions. And he just walked away because we didn't ask him any
mm-hmm.
questions. So, and all they said is that dumb fool. And because we weren't into it, he knew he didn't capture us because we didn't ask him any questions. But he went around to different groups that were there, different tables, and some people, he sat down and he started talking, and other people didn't say anything, just like us, just laughed, didn't laugh at him, laughed when he left, but we knew he's such a fuss. I mean, why would you go over to a group of people? Would you go over to them and start listening to what they're saying? Maybe you have a comment on what they were saying? No, he's going to change the whole subject and talk about something that he wanted to talk about so he could lead us somewhere where he wanted us to go. But you're absolutely right. This guy is a complete farce. And I think he's gotten so worse since the last, I mean, that was 82, 83, so that's a long time ago. And
yeah,
you can tell what he's talking about
worse.
Now, yo, worse ain't the word. He's going up the deep end. He's going off
yeah,
the deep
I mean,
end.
You listen to what he says now, and I mean, sometimes it's completely incomprehensible. And yet people are still applauding it. You know,
because they're not listening to what he said. They're not listening to what he said. They're just listening to him, right.
Yeah, it's like that Charlie Chaplin movie where he's imitating Hitler and he's just
right.
You know, he's not actually speaking German, he's just sounding
right.
like he's speaking German.
Right. Absolutely. It is so incomprehensible that any group of people could sit down and listen to what he said. You can't listen what this man says. If you can't listen, then you're going to find out what he says because he's going to do it. He doesn't lie when he says he's going to do this or do that. He's telling the absolute truth. And you have to find some way to take what he's saying and just throw it away because it's incomprehensible.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the story with you? What?
Go
ahead.
So you look at the election. Of course, the election's going to come down to, you know, a handful of swing states. But he's already done an effective job. It's like the jury intimidation that he's already succeeded at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even if the juries aren't picked yet, they all know they've already been intimidated. And the same thing's going on in these the swing states with the voter suppression, some of the ones that are Republican controlled with the voter suppression efforts. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, the Biden administration now, for whatever reason, somehow thinks Florida is going to be in play. Well, I mean, for the Democrats to actually win Florida, given the voter suppression efforts there and the likelihood that votes might not get counted, they'd probably have to win the state by 10 to 15 percentage points
absolutely.
To actually win it by 1 or 2 percentage points.
I don't believe that he lost only by 7 million votes last time. I think he lost by 8 or 9 million. Because
well, it's hard
the
to
other,
believe
the place that
he got so many more votes in
yeah, right.
2020 than he got in 2016.
Yes,
now, I
absolutely.
Don't have any evidence other than just rationality. but you know, I think that's far more feasible than the other side of the equation, which is
oh,
that
absolutely.
Votes were taken from him.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. He added votes. He added
yeah.
millions of votes. And it's a wonder why he didn't do this time when he ran the last time. Why was the people saw they just didn't go for the duff anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think he's going to win this by a lot. That's my personal opinion. I think he will win this. He should lose this by a lot. I don't think it's going to be close. And they'll need to do that in order to quiet him down.
Well, he will lose the popular vote, and probably by quite a bit. But
right.
but it's all going to come down to these, you know, the swing states. And then if any of these third-party efforts gain traction, all of those benefit Trump.
Yeah.
And,
I don't think they're going to gain traction. I don't think they're going to. The only one that's left is Kennedy.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, I know he was polling at like 20% at one point. I mean, once people learn about him, he won't get anywhere near that amount of votes. But
no. But
there could be a couple of states where, you know, he's strong enough to do some damage. And and if he's the only third party candidate, I don't think he can win a state. So
he's
going to
be the only third party candidate because, you know, the no labels is gone. So there wasn't anybody else with no labels. Go ahead.
Yeah, the real danger to a third party is if they win a state,
right,
then they can keep there's a possibility of them keeping both candidates under the threshold needed. Then it goes to the House.
Right.
There's that ridiculous one vote per state arrangement,
almost
certainly would elect Trump.
Absolutely. Well, they're only ahead by one now.
But that's actual numbers. See, but if the presidential race goes to the House, then it's one vote per state.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, yeah, that one vote per state. Okay, right. Well, they'll have to lose Hawaii then.
Well, that one's pretty reliable.
Yeah. Well, so I guess it will have to be that one vote per state is going to be pretty tough. I don't think it's going to go to the House because I don't believe any third party is going to get enough votes to be counted.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see. Not even Georgia. I don't believe they're going to win Georgia. If they don't win Georgia, they lose. If they don't win Wisconsin, they lose. If they don't win Pennsylvania, they lose. So they got to win all those states. They got to win them all.
Yeah, I mean, that's the situation. Mm-hmm.
They have to win all those states. And they can win the other random states, but they got to win those particular states. If they win those particular states, they lose. But he's going to claim the same thing last time, that it was rigged. He's got it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's probably already saying that, but he'll certainly be saying it, you know, walking in the couple of months leading into the election. Now,
well,
the interesting state, oddly enough, will be North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've got this fanatic running for governor.
Oh, you just got
and
he will
I'm
not
always,
win North Carolina.
Well,
he will not win North Carolina.
If he doesn't win, that could put them in play, the state in play presidentially. And
I've
always contended that if you focus solely on turnout in the urban areas, that North Carolina is a winnable state.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I'm only on the 5 o'clock, so
Well, it's good to talk with you again.
Well, Will, what have you been doing? I'll call you this weekend. I'll call you.
Okay.
And
I'll call you after the world ends next week.
Yes. Please, if you can get me.
All right.
I'll see you.
Have a good one. All right.
Bye. All right, good everybody. Everybody have a great weekend. Don't worry about the world folding. It's not. I'll see you all next week. I'm hoping I'm going to give you some good news about the new arrangements. Talk to you later. Bye.